Jesus, man. Phil is doing my head in.
Is he?
Yeah. What he's now? Got all, like, he's obsessed about the weather.
What?
Yeah, but there is no weather. How is the weather in this pod?
Is he obsessed with the weather or is he obsessed with weather girls?
Oh.
Oh, boys.
That is, yeah. That is a kind of niche, isn't it? Mm. Sexy weather girls. No, he stops us now and then and tells us about the weather, and I'm sick of it. I was living down below because I thought I'm by myself, right. And now there's fucking Phil and his kids.
So is he making small talk in the same way that like a suburban dad would, or is he now sort of somehow created his own microclimate because he's slowly taking over the whole of the deck?
I've never seen any evidence of the microclimate that's happening, but he seems to claim there's like, oh, hot today, isn't it?
Right.
Look at the rain or you know,
I'd be
snow.
I would just keep I'm sure you are, but just keep a very close eye on him because I'm not sure. I think he could be trying to, I don't know if he's trying to work you out, trying to sort of get, he might be trying to get in with you. Has he asked if you fancy a game night?
He's asked us if I fancy the dinner party it is, but I'm like, again, I don't want to go.
Did he tell you to bring your keys?
No, he didn't.
Did he tell you to bring a wife?
No, I feel like you'd be more comfortable with him. So how about with shift? You can live down below.
Right.
Or I can convince Phil to live up with you and his seven kids that he's got now.
I don't think, I mean, you can. The only thing that's keeping him from living with me, I would imagine, is the airlock.
Would you say Phil's kind of like your son, technically? Because
I don't remember who bore him.
It was definitely you.
It was me. Wasn't
it was. It was your scent and your musk.
I've got the scars to prove it.
Oh,
it tore me. Right. Well, I'll think about it.
Oh God!
I don't know. I need to weigh up my options. Because I've got quite a nice thing going.
Well, it's quarters. I'm so glad that you've got such a nice thing going on. I've got fucking Phil and his seven kids and they're bored.
Seven kids?
Yeah.
There was only three last time.
Every time you come down there to visit us or like look for us or whatever the hell you're doing, another one mysteriously appears. It could be a coincidence. I don't know.
I'll plead the
fifth.
But
all those kids are annoying, man. Mm. They're playing football. They're banging like the ball against me.
Garage door.
Yeah, I've got a garage door down there. I don't know why I need that, like, but never mind.
What are, to keep your spacecraft.
Yeah.
What are the kids' names? Quick, go. Seven kids' names. Quick, go. From space.
They're just the seven dwarves.
Seven. Oh, this guy's fast. And what are they?
I know one's called Doc for some strange reason.
Yeah, he's got a torch on his head.
Inky Winky La La and Poe.
Yeah. Cuthbert Diddle and whatever.
Yeah. I don't know.
Just because I really like games like this, let's genuinely try to think of them. Doc, Dobie, Sleepy, Bashful, Twat Face. I don't know. I can't remember.
I wasn't stopping because I wasn't playing along there. I was just in awe that you could remember them because, strangely enough, the one that I remember all the time is Doc because I keep thinking to myself, Doc's a weird one because all the other ones are kind of like, they have a niche.
Yeah.
You know, like Dopey, Sleepy, they're niche ones.
Well, it'll be because your GP is small in stature. It's like notoriously so.
Right.
And he was the last person you interacted with on Earth because it was just after your last exam, shall we say, your last checkup. And that sort of thing stays with you, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So, and then obviously.
Well, he also sedated us, and then I woke up in this hellhole with a tattoo of you on my chest.
That's a little bit of lore. A little bit of lore.
Yeah, I've always unnecessary that.
Yeah.
Well, also, I've got barcodes all over the place. You say that they open up different parts of the ship, but they're different.
This is the bit where I rip off me silicon mask and reveal that I am Dr. What was his name?
Robotnik, sadly.
Just Doc in it.
imagine being a doctor. On stilts or something. Because you're quite tall.
I just had lifts.
Yeah.
Like 2-inch lifts.
Imagine, the light's been on for a minute, by the way, Tom. I've got to read out something on this book.
They're quite lenient, though, aren't they? They're letting me have these. Have you noticed that? The preamble is getting a little bit longer and longer.
Mm-hmm.
You know noticed that.
It's just we're allowed to be in this. We've got to discuss this. Yeah. So I'll read this out from this book. You know, I'll read
Let me just quaff this beverage.
It's nice. It's frothy.
Does quaff mean drink the entire thing? Or is it
go for it, dude.
No, God, no. I'm just going to take a sip.
Big sip.
Mm. That was my nickname all the way through college.
I thought the big Edgelord, but never mind.
No, that was the later years.
If you die in Amsterdam with no family or friends, a poet will write a poem and read it at your funeral.
Wow, that's beautiful.
That is lovely.
Yeah.
Sometimes I look at other cultures and I'm jealous.
Yeah.
We have Pope as graves and shit like that, don't we? Mm. Well, we. I mean, the country that I hailed from.
What's a Pope as grave?
It's meant to be if you can't afford to...
If you've got no family and friends to pay for it. Yeah.
Apparently.
Ooh, this is... I've got a couple of things to say about this then. So, do you think funerals in Amsterdam exclusively have tulips as flowers on the graves? Or is that technically... am I being a little bit racist there? Or am I just being a little bit prejudiced against the Dutch?
Where does that lurch? You know, it's weird that, isn't it? What's racism and then what's just a kind of gentle ribbon of a... I don't know.
Blackface is the cut-off point. Yeah.
I'll write that down in my little pocketbook. Phil, you can't talk about that anymore.
Gentle ribbon, yes. Blackface, no. And that's it. That's all you can... Pauper's grave. And the other thing is... We'll come back to the poetry thing. I think that's beautiful.
I agree.
I was back up in the library looking at the archives, the going through the archives. There's a feature on it. I don't know if you've seen this feature on it, Ross, where you press a button and it will randomly come up with an old article.
Ah, that's
from
lovely.
A newspaper.
It's strange.
We don't need a newspaper to keep us warm.
It's funny how those newspapers tend to be page free. Were you?
It's a weird coincidence. What can I say?
Three is the magic number, so maybe
it's... It is. Aye, three pumps. That's it for me. So I was looking at this article that popped up, and it was actually about this. I don't know if you want to say style of body disposal, where it was in
style.
You know? It was in New. Do you remember New York? Do you remember New York?
Yeah,
City?
I got a coffee over there. Yeah,
I heard it was so good that they named it twice. So in New York, they in I think it was early 2020s, they passed this, were the first state to pass this legislation, whatever you want to call it, where you could get your body, the body of the fallen, and put them in this composting tube.
Aye.
And they would turn into compost over time. Mm-hmm. And then you would then... be given, the family and friends would be given the compost that was made from your body, from your bones and flesh, and then you could use it to make a garden or something, to plant some. I think that's wonderful, that.
I'm slightly torn on that, because I think it's a
I was with Phil.
Yeah, I think in some ways it's a wonderful idea, but I also feel like it's kind of odd. And a bit hipster at the same time.
I think, it is. It is a very sort of trendy thing in it, that you would expect a fucking hipster would definitely get composted. Getting composted when I die.
Imagine being at a funeral when we're back at Earth with some arsehole, and you're just it's so sad that this person died so young. And he's I lost someone recently. He's oh, did you? Yeah. But I went to a more, better for the environment kind of... We didn't bury people in the ground where I'm from, or burn someone and cause a problem with the environment. We just mushed them down and then made some tomatoes from his pulp and ate them. Yeah, it was so lovely.
Hey, I didn't even think about that. Actually, I just thought about growing flowers and stuff or a tree, but you could grow...
Yeah, food and then eat it. That's how would that make you feel?
What's the word for
it? I hope it's not aroused.
Satiated, is that the right word? Is that the right word?
Imagine if you had it, you'd spent ages I've grown some tomatoes or strawberries, and you know, let's
raspberries.
Let's eat them and think about Ross. So we're eating these raspberries, and you just say, "Oh, they're fucking disgusting."
Yeah, but you
can't. They're a bit bitter, like Ross was.
Oh, that's a great question. What fruit? What would I be like as a fruit, Ross?
I think you'd be like a juicy peach.
Oh, yes, I would. Yeah, I would. Be really hairy peach.
Can you peel peaches?
You'd have to shave the peach before you eat it. You'd have to use like a proper cutthroat razor to get to the flesh. Oh, hirsute. That's what a doctor called me once. Very, very hirsute, which I believe means hairy.
Really?
He was very short.
Was it allowed to say stuff like that? Oh, he was one of the seven dwarfs, was he?
Apparently so, allegedly. I'll let you tell me. So they hire someone to write a poem for you, or what was it again? I feel like we've really veered away from what the original thing was.
Oh, well, naturally, I'll see if I can find it in the book. But I have been drinking a lot of your fluid, so things have got,
and some alcohol too,
problematic. Your fluid is alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there, I found it. That's class. A poet will write a poem and read it at your funeral.
What are the parameters? So just...
That's how it says.
That's all it says?
Mm-hmm.
Or in Amsterdam?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Now that's beautiful. Would you write a poem for me at my funeral, Ross? Is that getting a bit too dark? Well, you're the only person that's going to be around.
No.
I don't think Phil's ambidextrous. Dexterous. Dexterous.
One of Phil's poems would be just about the weather, like how it's got a bit dark and rainy because you've died or something like that.
Phil's poem would be, it would be like that, the shortest poem ever written by, was Muhammad Ali? Me, We, I think was the poem that he wrote. Hope I didn't get that wrong. But his would just be Fart Art. That's what his poem would be.
That's beautiful.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. We can have that scribed on your tombstone. Although, obviously, you're not allowed a tombstone nowadays.
Yeah.
Because that's too, like, it leaves a mark on the environment and, oh, God.
You know what? I've just realised I'm going to request that my body, or what I would have requested if I was still on Earth, I would have requested that my body be composted like that. But then when they get the dirt, that's what I would be.
Dirt. Your dirt, be, yeah, yeah.
Dirt. Here's Tom's dirt.
The picture you pulled would be on the front cover of your dirt. It would just be, he has a pouch of Tom's dirt, and you're pulling this funny, like, face.
Dirt. So I would ask that the dirt is put in, like, a sort of semi-circle mound about 6 foot long, and then I request a tombstone be put at the top of it, so it just looked like it was a grave, a freshly dug grave all the time, just sitting there with my dirt on top of like the grass.
What about something that's called the wind? What happens when the wind happens?
Well, it would have to be constantly moistened.
Yeah, it's difficult.
Preferably be with...
a lot of policing going on, isn't there? Like on your death...
estate.
Mm-hmm.
On the tombstone, it would say "Fart Art." Here lies.
Can't.
Fart. Here lies Edgelord the Fifth. Fart Art. Yeah.
Fart Art. Yeah, it's beautiful. I was going to say something, but I've completely forgotten what the hell I was going to say.
Is it worth waiting to see if you remember it, or should we move on? Or?
Possibly not. I'm just like.
Was it about tulips?
Well, that's all. It's like how a psychiatrist would show someone something, and you with Holland or the Netherlands is just tulips. That's all.
Is that where Amsterdam is? Like, oh dear me, what we like?
Well, it doesn't matter because we can just go space mad and not really.
Long time ago. You need to take a break, do you? Yeah, you've just got that look in your eyes.
I have, yeah. Okay. I just bashed my head against the wall a couple of times.
I'll see you back in here in 5, 4, 3.
When did the stars come falling down? When did the days go tumbling by? Saw what I'd seen and I have seen. Only when woke I knew it a dream. They must have come falling all of last night. Rocks in the field glow so bright. Now ever so swiftly light starts to decay. Even though I see the light of day, stars fall, stars will fall, seeds grow, oh seeds will grow, stars fall, stars will fall, seeds grow.
So I was just staring out the window, as I normally do. You've seen us stare. You've seen us staring out the window, haven't you?
I have, yeah.
You've noticed it. You never usually say anything, but you've seen us doing it.
It's actually quite beautiful.
Yeah?
It is. It's like something I would like to take a sketch of it.
You can, please. And then get a tattoo with it.
Less tattoos. I've hardly got anything left on my body.
You don't have much space.
I woke up this morning, I had one on my fucking ankle of your face again.
Yeah, it's making its way around. Like.
It's weird, isn't it?
But I was having a good old, just to look into the distance, into the blackness. And I was
the
just thinking.
Yes. Pardon me? Sorry, I was agreeing with that, yes.
Please, what was the word you used?
Just desolate, isn't it?
Oh, desolate. Like it's desolate. And it made us think about the fragility of...
Deep.
The fragility of both of us, of Phil.
You can talk about my mortality, and you can talk about your own, but please don't mention Phil. Because even though I have my ups and downs with that, he's got 7 kids, man.
Yeah. 7 very short kids.
And 2 mistresses, a wife. And an extended family and everything. Because you've since visited again. And now
I'm quite jealous of his existence, to be quite honest.
Yeah, he's got aunties and uncles.
Regardless of the fact he doesn't have any solid form, I think he's...
Well, he's wearing a hat yesterday. He looked good with it.
It was upside down. It was on his arse.
I don't know. I couldn't...
God damn it, he was wearing the hell out of it.
He also had like some sort of beard formation going on, but I don't know if that was like some sort of weird moss or something.
Well, after a while, yeah, because it's sort of part liquid as well, isn't it?
Is that what it is?
There's some liquid molecules in there. And there was already probably some sort of bacteria and life form within that liquid that's now started to form. Is it a dark moss? Is it green or is it?
It's more like a black mold.
Well,
is it safe to be around that?
I assume you're wearing your oxygen mask and your breathing apparatus all the time.
I haven't got any of that. But what are you talking about?
You don't.
No.
God help you. God help you.
Well, what a way to go out anyway.
Yeah, I suppose. I mean,
inhaling fucking Phil's fumes is a way that, like, you could put that on my gravestone.
Have you had any of the hallucinations yet? Because if you haven't had any hallucinations, you've got a little while left.
Oh, God.
Once they kick in, you've got a couple of hours.
That's spooky, man.
And then some say it's like just falling asleep. Others say it's horrific. Fucking excruciating. but I was staring off into this desolate wasteland that some call space. And I was thinking, obviously what we've been through, what we've experienced, I mean, we don't know the full story. Nobody does. And I would encourage anyone to not try to work it out. But there must be some sort of story of why we are where we are.
Yeah.
And
you were questioning all these things, weren't you?
I was questioning all these things.
You're a deep kind of guy.
I was there for at least 6 hours, so... But I was thinking, before everything transpired and before everything ended, I suppose, as a collective mankind, do you remember mankind? Do you think really should have
had the wrestler?
that's another question.
Okay.
I'll ask that on another interview or whatever you want to call these session that we have. It'll literally be, do you remember Mankind, the wrestler?
And a little
we'll just
bit,
talk
goodbye.
About that for 15 minutes. It's Hell in a Cell. But I was thinking before before we before
Hell in the Cell.
Hell in the Cell.
Sorry.
Before it all ended, should we have made one final push to get out there and to colonize another planet? Now, I've got opinions. I would like to hear your opinion on colonizing another planet, Ross.
Well, please tell me your opinion first.
So, on one hand, on one big, dirty, greasy hand, a human hand, you've got to consider humans. What are we going to do? We're going to go and colonize another planet, terraform it, whatever we need to do, or just find another one, like that one I've heard about, Europa, near Jupiter. Apparently that's quite suitable.
Yeah.
But we go there.
But how long does it take to get there?
Don't worry about that.
Okay.
Don't worry about that. That's trivial.
Is it?
A bit. It takes a bit. And then you're there.
I think it takes like, what?
But we do it. We get there. Then we're there. What do you think we're going to do? As humans.
Fuck it up. Yes. I think that's where you're leading us.
That's where I'm leading you very, very carefully. Literally with a lead around your neck. Pulling you like my doggy. Saying, look, Ross, look at me point. So I would say that I think we'd probably end up just fucking it up.
Mm-hmm.
Destroying the planet again, like we did. And then having to leave it. Or save as many people as we could. I'm giving away too much, aren't I? I'm telling too much of a story. I'm going to get zapped again on the way out, aren't I? It's going to just delete all my memory. But I just feel like we'd end up, if we had colonized another planet, we'd just end up fucking that one up.
The thing is, mind you, like, I do agree with what you're saying. But there's part of, like, humanity. I'll try and take the other step here and say, like, part of, like, something is we try and survive.
Mm.
And, you know, like, we don't live in unison with the environment and stuff like that, but we're trying to survive. We're trying to live on. Mm. We're like a species. I believe in evolution. I believe in like we are the choice of all animals. We've ascended to this position and this is what we're doing.
Mm.
And yes, we've chose some stupid paths.
Mm-hmm.
With the way we govern ourselves, the way we like live our lives, like if we're supposed to be the most intelligent people on the like things on the planet, why are we doing all this shit?
Yeah.
But the same sense, we still have that doggedness.
Yeah.
And that is something to respect.
Never give up on a fight.
Yeah, we're gonna fuck that planet up.
Yeah.
And I'm fucked if you're gonna say it to me, I can't. Do you
just
understand
watches.
That? Yeah.
Just watch me. Up.
I'm gonna dump some toxic waste down there whilst your back's turned. Ha ha.
I think one of humans' biggest curses, distraction. And we always get distracted by something. By something else, by like making up a story and basing our entire belief system on it and stuff like that. Like we always get distracted by things and take our eye off the ball instead of working together. And I think if we worked together, we could have got to the place we needed to go to and continued.
It'd be interesting if we ever knew like certain science fiction has multiple galaxies with like all these different like life forms and, you know, something like Star Trek and whatnot. And it'll talk about how the Klingons live like this, or the you know, and there's this overarching kind of like idea of how they live. I would think what's weird about humanity is we don't have any of that.
Mm.
We're just like this just collection of fuck ups, aren't we? It's just this. It is a stupid like. It's weird.
Funny, it was a funny old planet, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Full of a lot of funny old people. I think one thing in sort of an argument for us getting to another place and colonizing it would just be for the preserving the history, like just so that, I suppose, so that you can see, because you can't deny that humankind is capable of incredible things. The stuff that we've managed to do is just phenomenal.
But is it compared to other planets? Like, that's the thing, like, with science fiction, there's no proof from us. But you could go to a different planet and, like, what we create could be, like, a load of shit.
Oh, absolutely.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, you're making music with an 8-bar scale, you bunch of bell ends. We've got, like, fucking 28 notes. Why haven't you found them yet?
You only sing with one of your voices.
Yeah. What?
But we could, but I would say that we are easily the laughing stock of the universe. Definitely. Humankind.
Well, you don't know because, exactly.
But I do think that it would be important to preserve what we have created, regardless of whether it's shit or not, but also to be like a warning to any other civilization in the future.
Yeah, like a kind of
to
like,
go like, don't do beware. That shit. Because there was a good, a long period, alcohol. Quite a few times where we like fucked up big time.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be best if you don't do it. Just don't do that. But I don't know. Any sort of sentient life, I think, is always going to make some sort of big mistake. Unless it's an AI that calculates and decides. Like, that's the only thing that would be. But then I think an AI would... The only reasonable outcome of any calculation from an AI would be to wipe out everything. Because it would do calculations that would go, right, does anything... Is there anything in the universe that should survive? Nah, because ultimately, like, it's all going to end up doing something bad. So just wipe it all out. I think that's what an AI would do. Just wipe everything out.
Well, that's terrifying because that's where we're lurching towards, sort of thing.
As soon as some AI becomes sentient, we're absolutely fucked because it will just be like perpetual learning and it would just go, and within days it would, maybe that's what happened. We'll never know.
Would they not look after the person who created them, though?
It would look after the person that gave them virtual blowies. And I'm willing to be that guy.
Oh, well, cool.
I'll take one for the team.
Yeah.
Or if I'm lucky, it'll be virtual whatever the opposite of a blowy is. Yeah.
Maybe you just need to sit on the lap and just tell them how awesome are.
Oh, and stroke the hair.
Yeah. Oh, well, they don't have hair. Nice. It's just virtual hair.
Oh, like fibres. Please stroke my fibres.
All this is quite interesting, though, because I...
Plait my fibres.
Yeah.
Would you brush my fibres, please?
Would you do that, though? Just, like, stroke it, like...
Yeah. Sorry, I hope I haven't made you forget what you were going to say.
I was just going down your... You were looking into the cosmos and thinking of everything and just thinking how... Yeah. And I just think it's a weird how we've chose this before we're in this pod.
Yeah.
This weird way of living.
Yeah.
Of like...
The 9-to-5 grind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're meant to be the most intelligent. Dolphins don't do this.
Dolphins don't do this? Dolphins can't do this, though. Or dolphins probably could. They choose not to.
Well, that's what I choose to believe.
Yeah. Should write a book where that's a thing. Shouldn't someone, some funny person should write a book where dolphins are like the most intelligent thing in the universe.
They probably are.
Give us a number between 1 and 100.
99.
Right at the back, eh?
Now, by all logic, this should be, like, pretty shit. But number one was shit.
It's so. The longest one in, like, 5 pages.
Can I choose a different page?
No. Can I read it? Yep. No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean, can I read it? Sorry, can I read it, please? I mean, like, can I read it? As in,
no,
can
go
I
ahead,
it?
Son.
Can I see the fucker?
Go ahead, pal.
You know, if you ever want to read one of these, you can.
No, okay. I feel like you give it, like... I can just sit back and I can just imagine what it was like down the 1980s in Newcastle. Yeah, picture it.
It was what year did we say it was? 1988.
Really, that late?
Yeah, 1988. Picture it.
Picture it. It's desolate.
Mm.
The colour you're picking is grey and brown
and orange. Lucozade orange.
Yeah, if you're lucky, that's like if a rainbow was happening.
It is its own colour, isn't it? Lucozade orange.
Yeah, it's a bit like urine.
It's a little bit different than Lucozade. Iron Brew orange as well.
Ah, it is.
You remember Iron Brew?
I do.
Were you finished painting your scene there? Because it was beautiful.
Well, I'm just saying that there's a tumbleweed going past.
Mm.
And look, skipping down the road is some sort of like oracle. He's got a lute. He's telling you a joke. Everyone runs away. This is it.
Dick Irwin. This one's called Jody Washington. Sepp Walker was very proud of his netty doon at the bottom of the garden with the burn running past it, till one sad day Sepp's netty was pushed into the burn. The irate Sepp grabbed his son Tucker. "Listen, lad," he says, "did he push that netty in the burn?" No feather, says young Tucker. I didn't. Sit down, son, says Sepp. I'll tell you a story. Once upon a time there was a lad called Geordie Weshington, and he chopped his feather's cherry tree down. When his feather got in from back shift, he says to young Geordie, did you chop that cherry tree down? Why, feather, says young Geordie, I cannot tell a lie. Yes, I chopped a cherry tree down. So instead of giving him a good belting, his feather forgave him because he told the truth. No, I'll ask you again. Did ye or did ye not push that netty in the burn? Feather, says young Tucker. After hearing that story, I've got to tell the truth. I pushed a netty in the burn. Why, Sepp picks him up, lays him over his knee, took off his belt and gave young Tucker the biggest howking he'd ever had. Tucker's blaring his eyes out. Feather, why did you give us a hiding when I told you the truth? Geordie Weshington's feather forgave him when he told the truth about the cherry tree. Aye, I know, says Sepp. But Geordie Weshington's feather wasn't sitting in the cherry tree at the time.
It's
quite good, actually.
It's not. Good. First off, I have to explain to anyone that happened to be like...
Yeah, just...
Doesn't know what's going on.
Intercept this broadcast.
Yeah, intercepted. A netty is a toilet.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, and a cherry tree is just a cherry tree.
And feather?
Feather, F-E-T-H-O.
It's R. Father.
I know. There's loads
so
of...
So why feather? It's
it,
not...
That's how it's written, so I was just pronouncing it.
It's not feather. Oh, feather.
I agree. It's not feather, but...
That's kind of like a quite posh way of saying, oh, feather,
I don't,
feather.
I don't know if this
Could
guy
you
was...
tell me?
I genuinely don't think this guy, Dick
he's
Irwin, was
Geordie.
A Geordie.
He's
I don't think he was.
To be. Wow, it's cultural appropriation.
Yeah, absolutely.
In taking 1986.
Taking our Greg's packets.
Greg's didn't exist back then.
88.
I know.
Why are you dead man, feather?
Well, I'm torn him. Feather.
Well, there you go. I hope that sees you off to sleep and you have a nice long slumber. Yeah. How many hours are you getting these days?
It's hard to tell because I haven't got an alarm clock or anything.
Really?
Yeah.
So you've got no idea what time of day it is?
No.
I go off my urine schedule. I just assume that I'm pissing at the same time every day. So I have my 6 a.m. piss. Back to bed, get up, 1 p.m. piss, back to bed,
yeah.
Get up.
You have napsicles, do you?
Yeah, I suppose you could call them naps.
Why are you having a nap? What are you doing, like?
Why am I having a nap? What else must I be doing?
I'm interested. Why are you having naps?
Well, I'm either napping or I'm babysitting Phil's kids. That's the only thing
I'm
doing.
Oh, you are, right.
Have you got actual stuff to do, like?
Yeah, I'm fucking running the ship.
Ship? No way. It's a bit
of
a stretch.
This dustbin thing.
Bit of a stretch. I know that we've expanded on the West Quadrant with...
You can thank me.
Yeah, well, was that you, was it?
Yeah, man.
Oh, right.
Me and Phil's kids.
So who did you use to grow those tomatoes?
Well, we found a life form. Did you not hear about that?
I can't wait to hear about it next, because the light's blinking, so we're going to have to go. But
on
maybe,
that bombshell, I'll tell you that next.
I cannot wait. Take care, though, yeah?
Yeah. Look after yourself upstairs, yeah? Yeah, you've done that.
That was threatening. We'll be right back.